From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 6th day of September 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 71 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 46. We'll run down the weekend's weather report in a moment, but first, here is what's in the news. At the top of the news, Gibson is against the Syria bombing, while Gillibrand and Schumer are undecided. Aaron Brake, Darla Cameron, and Kennedy Elliott in the Washington Post count the votes in Congress for and against military action in Syria, and Kinderhook-based Congressman Chris Gibson is the only representative of the WGXC area residents with an opinion so far. They quote the Republican as saying, "I urge a no vote on authorization to use military force." Gibson, a former Army colonel, told the Kingston Times on September the 1st that, and I quote, "I will be going to more briefings when I go down to Washington, and I look forward to that. But again, my views on this issue are fully thought through in terms of my experience and my belief that striking Syria will not make things better. It will make them worse," end quote. New York Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer are counted as undecided as of September the 6th. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for authorization to bomb Syria after the regime killed many Syrians with chemical weapons recently. You'll find that full story in the Washington Post. Over in Cairo, the Democrats choose Banta and Murphy. Jessica Moncier has reporting in the Daily Mail, more than two dozen people attended the Cairo Democratic Caucus at the Accra Community Center on Wednesday. The caucus chose incumbent Ted Banta as its candidate for town supervisor. Banta may run unopposed in November. The Cairo GOP has so far failed to endorse a candidate in that race. The caucus also chose Michael Murphy to run for Cairo Town Board. Murphy is a graduate of the Catskill High School and has lived in Cairo for 20 years. He is a military veteran and a truck driver by profession. Murphy will square off against Republicans Doug Ostrander and Mary Jo Cords in the general election. Republican incumbent Susan Hilgendorf was endorsed for tax collector. The caucus did not nominate a candidate for town justice, so GOP incumbent Leland Miller will now run unopposed on November the 5th. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In other news, Scenic Hudson has acquired property in Greenport. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that Scenic Hudson has acquired 173 acres in Greenport near the Hudson River. The acquired property includes a 65-acre area of tidal and freshwater wetlands and more than a mile of land along the main channel of the South Bay Creek that flows into the Hudson River through the South Bay in Hudson. Much of the land can be seen from the historic Olana State Historic Site. The property was acquired from a Long Island-based landowner. The newly acquired land is just east of a parcel in the South Bay watershed already protected by Scenic Hudson and is adjacent to the recently state-designated South Bay Creek and Marsh significant coastal fish and wildlife habitat off the shore of Greenport and Hudson. A spokesman for Scenic Hudson hoped to see acquired lands connect Hudson, Greenport, Olana, and eventually the village of Catskill across the Hudson River by trails. You'll find that story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, the Catskill Town Board gives their okay to a house demolition. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has agreed to seek bids for tearing down a fire-damaged house at 71 Creek Road. The board approved the demolition during a meeting on Tuesday. Town Code Enforcement Officer John Cashin said the property has become a nuisance. Cashin said the owner of the house, Richard Roth of Socrates, put a chain across the driveway but has not placed boards on the doors or open areas of walls. The cost of the demolition will be put on Roth's property tax bill. Roth said he plans to contact an attorney to stop the demolition. The house was damaged by a fire on August the 28th in 2011. You can find that full story in the Daily Freeman. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is forecasting a sunny day for us today with a high near 71 degrees. On Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 46. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57. On Sunday, a chance of showers before noon, partly sunny with a high near 72. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. And for back to work Monday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:27 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:19 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 52 minutes, exactly 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 6th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.